Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Listening from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave a feedback on the voicemail. Let me know what you think about the Linda Monroe Show, okay? I also want to take opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping those nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Today I wanted to come on and talk about a subject that some of us are facing right now in these times that we're in right now, and that's how to stay strong during your weakest moments. I'll be dropping three nuggets on you to tell you how to accomplish that. And the first nugget is to focus on good things. And what I mean by focusing on good things is focus on the things that you like to enjoy and what makes you feel good as a person. Okay, things like going to the beach, that may be one of the things that make you feel good. Going out on a date with your favorite person, that may be a thing that makes you feel good. Going out to help somebody else's life, just brighten up somebody else's day, that can help you during your weakest moment as well. We're definitely living in a selfish world, so the thing about that is to take the attention off of you and place it on somebody else to make their life a better life. Also, you have to mentally stay focused with good thoughts, okay? To meditate on good things, get scriptures, get poems. You know, there's a whole lot of things that you can do. I mean, you can paint, you can sing, you can write. Just focus on the good things of life. And don't let the bad things get you down. Because if they get you down, they have power over you. So never, never, never give power to anything that don't make you feel good, okay? Another thing you can do is yogurt, okay? That's a form of exercise. You can do yogurt to clear your mind so that positive energy can just take effect over your whole body. Yogurt is a good thing. It can really, really clear your mind of all the negativism going on in your mind as well as in the world surrounding you. Another way to focus on good things is to help your fellow man, okay? Help your fellow man. If you know somebody that's struggling, you know, make their day a better day. That's another way to focus on good things during your weakest moments. The key to it is to take the attention off of yourself and place it off of someone else and place it on someone else's life. Because once you take the attention off of you and place it on somebody else's life, I mean, seeing that person smile or hearing the smile in the voice, that is the most exhilarating experience you can have. To know you have made somebody else have a better day. The second thing you can do to stay strong during your weakest moment is exercise. Okay? Exercise also releases the negativism that has been bottled up in your body. Because once you get the heart moving, you send blood to the brain, and that'll get moving. So it would just take your mind off of any negative situation you're involved in or experiencing at that moment. Exercise is good. Take a walk. Go to the gym. Do a run. Plenty of things you can do to exercise to get that blood flowing, to just take your mind off the negative things. Right now, you know, we just experienced Hurricane Ian. We just experienced Hurricane Ian, and, you know, we need to be thankful. A lot of people went through a lot of bad during this hurricane, but they're still alive. Okay, I really don't do news, so I don't know if it was any deaths during this hurricane, even though the destruction was huge and monstrous. I haven't really had anybody say there were any deaths in this hurricane. But, you know, with each hurricane that comes, they get stronger and stronger. So I'm sure we'll probably experience some death by the time we get to the letter Z with these hurricanes during hurricane season. But just don't think it's going to be you. Like I said, always keep a positive mindset. Always know you're going to survive the storm. And it's just like surviving the storms in life at your weakest point. It's the same attitude you have to take when a natural disaster come our way. You have to tell yourself you are a survivor. And once you put that mindset in your mind, you will overcome thinking that something bad is going to happen to you. I mean, hurricanes are things we've been experiencing for years and years and years. And each one has its own personality, I say. So you never know. They're so unpredictable. They're so unpredictable, just like life. Life is unpredictable. We never know what's going to happen the moment we get up. We never know what that day is going to bring. So the thing to do when you get up is just, like Pastor says, set the thermostat for your day. You're going to have a great day. It's going to be a blessed day. You're going to be a blessing to someone else's life. Put those positive vibes out so that it will be returned to you. Okay? Always think positive. Regardless of how you're feeling, always think positive. Have a positive mindset that things are going to work out for your day. It is going to be the best day of your life. These thoughts will help you during your weakest moments. Because right now, people, we are in dangerous and perilous times. And it is very easy to drop into negativism. So you have to be careful who you're hanging around during this time as well. Because if you're letting yourself be a garbage can for somebody else's drama, you're definitely going to just get weaker and weaker and weaker. Because they're going to suck the strength right up out of you. So always be around people that have a positive mindset and going and doing and walking in their purpose. The third thing is find scriptures that speak on strength. Post them in your bathroom, post them on your wall, and just meditate on them day and night. That will also help you to stay strong during your weakest moments. Just wanted to come on and tell you, please, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we can stay strong every day of our life. It's a matter of how you set your mind the moment you get up. Sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's not. And even if you wake up in a weak state, you just have to change the way you think. And once you change the way you think, the day will go in a better direction. You cannot just sit there and allow it to engross your mind and body to the place where it sends you into a depression. Don't do that, because that's not a way we were meant to be here on this earth. We're here to live abundant, prosperous, peaceful, helpful, healthy life. Because we can't do anything if we're sick. And mental illness is a sickness. It will drain you to the point where you don't even want to get up out of the bed. So we can't allow these things to take hold of us any day. Not one day. Not even one day. We can't allow that to take a strong hold on our lives. Because there are a lot of people on this earth that can benefit from talking just to you every day, okay? And just hearing a encouraging or motivating word can change a person's life and whole perspective. I remember I was in church one Sunday, and the pastor at the time at the church I was attending was talking about homosexuality. He's definitely against that. And this guy was on his way to Florida to marry a man and heard this sermon. And he turned around and came to the church and got healed and delivered. I think I told you this story before. And now he's a deacon working in the church. Got back with his wife. Okay? Don't let the evil things of this world bog you down. Because you can be in the midst of evil, but you don't have to participate in evil. Again, let me say that again. You can be in the midst of evil, however, you do not have to participate in evil. And another thing you need to do when you're going through a weak moment is know who is the cause of this weak moment. And of course, we know that's Satan. He's the only one can allow you to go through these negative experiences on this earth. So what you need to encounter is his tactics. You're smarter than him. So you would have to learn his tactics to counteract those tactics. Because you can beat him. You can beat him. It's the power of the mind. And once you learn his tactics, you are the winner. Because right now he thinks he's winning in this world, trust me. With all the suicides, with all the murders, with all the weather that's destructive. He think he got all of us. But lo and behold, we all know that God is in the ultimate control. Because sometimes he allows Satan to do his thing for a moment just to allow Satan to think he's winning. But he'll never win because he has no power. He needs a body to operate, and that's what he does when he tries to send you into a depression or when he tells you to commit suicide. He needs your body, because without your body, he's nothing. So remember, when you get up, even if your mindset is not positive, just immediately start making positive affirmations. Like I said, post them on your wall, post them in the bathroom. Because it's a matter of if you can get to the good, if you can get to the good, everything will be all right. I hope you're enjoying these nuggets that I'm dropping, because it's the key to staying strong. And at this day and time, all of us have to stay strong in order to survive. We've got to survive this fight with Satan, ladies and gentlemen, because he is really rapid right now on this earth. So I know I mentioned don't be a garbage can for someone else's problems, but let me tell you, I've been ministering for a long time, and what I found out in dealing with people that bring their drama and their problems to you, the first thing you have to do is change their mindset. Because as I always tell you, when you make a change against the devil, he will flee. Okay? He's not going to stay around you. He's not going to come back around you for a season. So when somebody comes in to try to steal your joy, you have to know how to counteract that so Satan can flee. And trust me, he will flee, because he doesn't want to see you happy. He wants you miserable just like him. He's mad because God kicked him out of heaven. So don't be a part of Satan's plan. Be a part of what God placed you on this earth to do. And that is to love your neighbor and to be a blessing. It's just that simple. Once you can conquer those two things, loving your neighbor as you love yourself and being a blessing, your life will never, never, ever be the same, okay? Because you're walking in God's destiny for your life. And once you start on the road for your destiny that God has planned for you, Satan really can't touch you. He'll try. He'll throw all kinds of stuff against you or in your way. But let me tell you, just tell him, not today, devil. You're not going to do it to me today. And he will immediately leave. He will immediately leave because he knows that you are not going to allow him to put any negative thoughts on you that day. It's just a matter of saying that one quote, not today, devil. Now, if you want to stay strong, you have to practice these things every single day. You cannot allow your guard to drop. Because once you allow your guard to drop, that's when Satan comes in and gets the stronghold. That's when he comes in and try to get the stronghold. And he'll send somebody in your life to try to pull you down. So when you see it coming, you just have to stop and think. Stop and think. is this person going to be a positive influence on my life today? Or is he going to be, he or she going to be a negative influence on my life today? And when you make that decision which way it is, then you can tell them by if they're bringing negative experiences in your life that day, or if you're having a positive experience, try to turn their mindset around again. Because he's a deceiver, and he's slick. He's real slick, and that's what you have to know. Because he will make you think you're doing good, and then when he gets you and pull you down, you'll try to figure out, how in the world did I get there? Cannot let him come in, period. Because once he's in there, that stronghold is on. And if your mind is not strong, then there's a problem. Because he know he got you at that point. Okay? So focus on the good things of your life. Be thankful. Be grateful. You may not have what you want, but just be thankful and grateful for what you do have. And that's going to be the key as well. Just focus on the good. Second thing, exercise. Keep this body going. Keep that blood flowing. Because once the blood stops going to the brain, hey, we know what that is. We're out of here. So you have to keep the blood flowing to the brain. And the last thing, and the most important thing, is to find scriptures that speak on strength and repeat them in your mind over and over. All day long, until you convince yourself that you're as strong as Samson. And if you don't know what Samson did, he destroyed a whole city with his bare hands. That's how strong God made him. Okay? So always stay strong, be encouraged, be a blessing. Once you do these things, you will have the most exhilarating life that you can ever experience. And don't worry about what's going on in this world. You worry about what God put you in this world to do. That should be your key focus every day. What am I here to do? Not what is going on around me in this world. Stay off the TV, because that's just nothing but the devil. There's nothing good on the TV. So stay away from it. Don't listen to all that, because you don't understand what is going into your ear gate will determine how you feel that day. So if you listen to all this negative stuff going on in the world, then that's how your day is going to be, negative. And trust me, you're going to draw those negative people to you all day long. Okay? So take these three nuggets, run with it, practice them every day, post them so you can see them every day when you get up. Okay? Broadcasting from Vershani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know about me, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, don't forget to go to Google Play and download Vershani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave a message on the voicemail, the feedback on the voicemail, to let me know what you think about the Linda Monroe Show. Again, I want to take the opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week, because me and my guests are dropping these nuggets like they're hot, okay? Also, don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com and order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. I have two audio books on there as well, Five Ways to Heal from a Toxic Abusive Relationship, and also my mom's autobiography, 100 Years of Blessings. Also just got featured in Benoit Magazine. Go ahead, I would appreciate that support as well. Go to www.vonoimag.com and get that copy. It's the hottest magazine in the business world right now. So if you're an entrepreneur and want to know how to keep your business straight and running, this is the magazine that you need. Mr. Randall is dropping people in there to show you how to get where you need to go and sharing their life experiences to let you know that where you are now is not your destiny. It's where you're going to end up, and this magazine will help you get there, okay? Until next week, be blessed. God loves you, and I do too. And stay tuned to the Linda Monroe Show again this time next week.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.